Imagine being told that 50% of the area you live in is about to become uninhabitable. How would you react? Most probably with alarm. But the reality is that, according to a new study out this week, many species around the world, and possibly us too, are potentially facing this very problem, unless we take measures to curb climate change much more seriously. Izzy Clark spoke to University of East Anglia climate scientist and author of the study, Rachel Warren. They began by looking at what the Paris Agreement commits over 190 nations to achieve.
The actual wording is to reduce warming to well below 2 degrees and to pursue efforts to limit the warming to 1.5 degrees. We wanted to see what the effect on biodiversity was of limiting global warming to 1.5 rather than 2 degrees, because the previous studies had only looked at 2 degrees and above, and there was very little work on 1.5 degrees. Well, what we found was that the geographic ranges of species would fall greatly when the climate warms. We counted the proportion of species that we studied that would lose more than half their range, and we found that at 2 degrees, 18% of insects, 16% of plants, and 8% of backboned animals would lose more than half their range. But at 1.5 degrees C, that is reduced a lot to 6% of insects, 8% of plants, and 4% of vertebrates.
So if we can reach that 1.5 degrees Celsius rather than 2, it's a much better scenario for our wildlife and plants.
That's right, absolutely, yes.
Are we on track to even reach this?
No, we're not. And if temperatures were to rise by 3 degrees... Actually, our study estimates that 49% of the insects would lose more than half of their climatic range. Now, that would have very far-reaching ecological consequences.
Gosh, so 50% of insects would lose 50% of where they live, essentially.
Right, exactly. So the places where these species are going to be happy living are going to move across the Earth's surface. And when that happens, some of those spaces, if you imagine it's like a shadow, that shadow moves across a continent and it reaches a coastline and falls off, or it reaches the top of a mountain and disappears. So that's one reason why we see these ranges shrinking. The other reason is because the species can't move to keep up. And in particular, we are concerned about pollination. So the three groups of insects that are particularly important for pollination, which includes the bees, of course, are amongst those that are at the highest risk.
How many species were you looking at, and how can you predict all of this in the first place?
Okay, well, we looked at 31,000 species of insects.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Yes. And the reason we were able to do this is because there's this wonderful organisation called the Global Biodiversity Information Facility, and that database allows us to associate the present day climate with the present day places where the species are found. Then we use a computer model to calculate how likely the species is to be there with where that particularly preferred type of climate moves to geographically in the future.
And what are the implications of a study like this? What can we do now? What happens next?
So I think the key message is that if we want to avoid these kinds of consequences, countries would need to decide to do more to reduce their emissions so that we actually attain the objective of the Paris Agreement. Things that the average person can do is to get on your bike and cycle wherever possible rather than driving down to the local shop, and try to buy energy efficient appliances, recycle as much as possible. So basically just try to reduce your footprint and your energy consumption.
I better dust off my bike in that case. That was Rachel Warren from the University of East Anglia, and the paper was published this week in the journal Science.